Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And if you open up Drudge, the first thing you see is Dow needs a Santa. Dow's down 507 points. They still keep raising the interest rate. The harassment of Donald Trump is going to amp up dramatically this year. I think Trump has some strategies, and I'd like you to expose what you think they're going to be. Things are getting pretty nuts, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that, look, there's a couple of things. He's got two layers of strategy right now. Number one, if Adam Schiff and the crazies in the Democratic Party in the House try to start all these investigations and impeachments and everything else, I think that the counter to that would be Lindsey Graham, Senate Judiciary Chairman, new chairman, who's now overseeing all of the federal courts, overseeing the entire Justice Department, and, of course, the entire Senate Judiciary Committee for investigations. He has said on Sean Hannity's show and other shows that, and I'll try to use the best South Carolinian accent I can, if y'all want to go back, I'll go back. If y'all want to investigate things in the past, I'll investigate things in the past. So basically what he's saying is, if they want to go down this route, then fine, go down that route, but you're going to be subpoenaed, and you're going to have investigations out the wazoo as well on our end. So I'm hoping that that's going to be a deterrent and a counterbalance. The other thing that President Trump has that he still has not used, and I kind of thought he should have, but now I'm glad that he didn't, is the FISA abuses and all of those documents that he has not released to the public yet, that the left were freaking out over, saying don't do it because it's for national security reasons. It's not. It's just they don't want to be embarrassed because they're going to be exposed.
Actually, so I got a new term for you. Call it national insecurity of the Dems.
Right.
Demon rights.
That now that he can hold on to, and if he needs to use it, you want to try to impeach this president, you're all going down because he'll drop those forms to the public, and it's over right then and there.
I have a feeling he's going to do it by the spring, because I think that the Dems don't learn their lessons, do they? You see Schumer say, hey, we don't care. We're not going to give you the money for the wall. I think Trump just needs to get the Army Corps of Engineers and just do it. He needs to stop screwing around. And I think also, I don't think it's a good idea to literally hold the government ransom right before Christmas and shut the government down. I think he needs to stand up to them right to the last minute and then don't do it, but then say, hey, Pentagon and Army Corps of Engineers, go for it. So,
yeah.
And then he can reappropriate the money without a congressional oversight, and it's done. It's a national security issue, right?
Yep. Here's another thing, and I can see this already happening. He decides to build the wall. He tells everyone publicly, I don't care about Congress, I'm building the wall. And the next thing you know, you have these tree-hugging liberals run down to the border and stand there. And we'll have another Tiananmen Square-type situation. And that will temporarily stop it until people are arrested to get away from the area. So if he is going to build the wall, I would have extra police down there so that when the protesters show up and these tree-huggers show up, that they're immediately arrested for interfering with official government business.
I think that's a pretty easy thing to do. Because the wall is, you know, what, 1,500 miles long? The fact that they can get enough protesters to stop at a quarter mile or something is, and they can easily be arrested. You know, cuff them, zip tie them, take, haul them off into a paddy wagon, put them into prison for a period of weeks until they get their hearing. That'll stop it pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, I guarantee you, if he does decide to do it, that's what you're going to find.
I think that's what his strategy. My guess is, I don't think he's threatening that he's going to shut down the government, but I do think he's going to build a wall. It's obvious of what's going on. He knows this is where the beef is. The next thing is health care. He promised in 2015, even before he ran, that he's going to get universal coverage. He's not talking about socialism. He's talking about, I'm going to take care of everyone. It's his actual words. So I believe that Trump is going to fix the donut, which is this crazy thing about drug costs at the end of the year. He's going to fix access and the coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. He's going to allow cross-state purchase of insurance. He has nobody except for Health and Human Services person and himself to actually authorize this so they can get cross-state competition. Once that happens, anybody can buy insurance. If you're living in California, you can buy insurance in Wyoming that'll cover you, and you're laughing. Okay, so the game is up. As far as I'm concerned, the socialists that want to do this, and that includes, by the way, preventive care, including testing, like the stuff that I do, test kits, consultations, etc. They can do preventive evaluations, so before you get a big catastrophic problem, you can get preventive evaluations to see what's cooking in your body and fix it beforehand with supplements and technology and a minimum or no drugs at all. People need to realize all of your health care costs, including your health savings account, is a total write-off. There's no reason why, in all of my people that buy our supplements and vitamins, they should know. I will provide you the documentation. Nobody that buys NutriMeds or technology needs to worry about 1 cent is not covered by IRS. It's all covered. IRS will not bother you if we document, period.
Let me say this. You know, we've been talking about Obamacare now for years, and one thing that I said, and honestly, this is more than 2 years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, I've been on record saying this, I said that Obamacare cannot survive. And the reason it can't survive is, imagine an octopus, okay? And the octopus has all these different tentacles. The tentacles are IPAB, they are health savings, they are, other excise taxes on medical equipment, other taxes on other parts of healthcare. And all of these tentacles are all related to the brain or the heart, or AKA the individual mandate. Now, I've been saying for the longest time, if you rip out the heart, the individual mandate, all the tentacles eventually will fall away and die. That's exactly what this judge did in Texas. He pulled the heart out, and he said point blank, well, actually, Trump and the Republicans pulled the heart out when they did that in the tax cut bill. But this judge recognized the fact that the heart has been ripped out of Obamacare, the individual mandate is gone, and therefore it does not stand because it was ruled a tax. Look, out of all the horrible things that John Roberts did, at the very minimum, at least he called it a tax. We know why he changed his vote at the end of the at the last minute, because he was threatened by Clapper and Brennan and Obama for his illegal adoption of his Irish adoptive kids. We know that. That's fact. That's not hearsay. That's fact.
Right.
So he decided at the end to not lose his children, and he switched his vote at the very end. Well, at least he did, and when he switched his vote, at least he switched it for, and then said that it was a tax. In other words, he gave us a little bit of wiggle room by calling it a tax and not a health care bill. And because it's a tax, we were able to do what? Remove the tax in the tax cut bill, which was, in turn, the individual mandate. So that's the silver lining. Obamacare is dead. It'll never come back. I don't care what the left wants to do. If they want to appeal it, go ahead. Appeal it all you want. It's absolutely dead on arrival because of the fact that it was created in that way, to where the mandate was the whole thing that was the bloodline, the heart of all the rest.
And they created it as a tax, by the way, so that they wouldn't have to defend it in other ways. In other words, they put it up in this way, just like they never had a full vote even by the Democrats. I mean, Nancy Pelosi said famously, you have to pass it so you can read what's in it. It's like, right. Are you kidding me? You know, you could actually just make a standard routine for a whole evening with just Nancy Pelosi-isms. I mean, yeah, you could be like, you could dress yourself up, male or female, if you're tranny, as Nancy Pelosi, and just, with her cadence, say these things and look really stunned like you're just coming out of a stroke or a seizure.
Can't wait to impeach George W. Trump. Isn't that what she said?
Yeah, George W. Trump. Yeah, I know. She's actually, if she was a purposeful, she'd be a pretty damn good comedian, wouldn't she?
I think she needs a couple of your supplements, if you know what I mean.
Well, she needs more than that. If I did a spec blood flow scan on the lady, you know, she's had so much plastic surgery. In order for her to scratch her left or right butt cheek, all she has to do is reach by her nose. She's had too much. She's also, obviously, restricted blood flow to different parts of her brain. The demon rat part of her brain is still working. She's great at raising money, but she's not raising consciousness or even a rational solution to problems for all Americans. This woman just wants power, even though there's only two neurons left wanting that power.
Bacon love.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. I think third in that list of Democratic people running in Iowa, I think top is Biden. Who's second in that list there that was in Iowa?
Beto O'Dork.
He was, I think, number three. Beto O'Dork.
What about Bathhouse Booker? Is he running?
No. He's distant. I think that Warren was down around 8%. She's after even Beto O'Dork. I call him Beta. Because, you see, he's so stupid, he wouldn't even qualify as a properly qualified dork.
So he's the beta model.
Just like when you get software and say, don't worry, this might screw up, but it's the beta version. So
he's the beta version where there's all kinds of screw-ups.
Yeah, in other words, your government was screwed up pretty badly by the abominator. You know, this guy prances around like, hey, you know, I watched a little video clip the other day. This is funny. You laugh. And he said, oh, come on, Trump, how do you think you're going to fix the economy? And, of course, he's prancing around, just laughing his head off. And he's got his face like, I've got Beyonce Knowles and whatever Hollywood star with him singing it, probably in the back. And he's there prancing around like 2 years later. He's like, guy, Trump fixed the economy. Now, of course, we got this Fed chairperson that's nuts that needs to be fired, who keeps on raising the interest rate, and the stock market is taking major dives. I mean, this is going to be like a Grinchy Christmas for the stock market. Stocks are down today, 507. It says stocks need a Santa on drudge. I mean, come on.
You know who should, because, you know who should be the federal, the chairman of the Federal Reserve?
Who?
Herman Cain, baby. Herman Cain worked on the Federal Reserve at one point. Imagine appointing him as the new Fed chairman.
You know, we need to change his title. Then we're going to call him Citizen Cain. How's that?
Citizen Cain, there you go. I love it. Citizen Cain, I love Herman Cain. I voted for
Remember
Herman
that
Cain.
Movie, Citizen Cain, you know? That movie back in the 40s, was it?
Yeah. All-time greatest movie of all time. I think it's still rated on the all-time list of number one greatest movies of all time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the actor was
amazing. Orson Welles. Yeah, there you go. There's actually a Netflix special. called, yeah, or, what's it called? It's something, it has to do, the Love Me When I'm Dead, it's called. You need to check that out, folks. It's really, I know we don't want to support Netflix. That's a pretty good show. It's called The Love When I'm Dead, and it's like kind of a compilation of movies that were done by Orson Welles. He was quite the character.
Right. Now, what I suspect, and this is my predictions for 2019, because we only have so many days and shows left, I'm predicting several things. I think that Trump is like a guy with a Molotov cocktail that's lit already, which is this FISA warrant thing he's going to drop on these buggers if they try more investigations, including their threatening of subpoenas. I saw this one, Occasional Cortex, and by the way, you thought that went up a few weeks ago. That was a good one.
I like that.
Or Ocasio Cortez. Her name is Occasionally She Has a Cortex.
Occasionally.
And she already did a crime, basically, threatening the son of the president that she's going to subpoena him through some kind of court system. It's like, subpoena him for what? For breathing oxygen or something? What's the reason for it? I mean, and what I see happening is these other politicians, if you want to get elected, you need to realize you're actually working for us. You're going to make people get universal health care at a reasonable cost, not socialism. You're going to have controlled borders. You're going to have a Bracero 2 work program, but it's small. You're going to cut back on immigration to make sure industry and states have to justify who they're immigrating. You got to make sure that our military is properly supported. We've got to clean up the damn Russians who are now setting up military bases in Central America, in Punta Huerte in Nicaragua, and in Venezuela they moved bombers the last 3 weeks. People need to get a reality program here that the world is crazy, and we can uncrazy it if we just unfetter Trump and let Trump be Trump. If Trump is Trump, he would have station troops down there, clean up the dark cartels, clean up the debris in the administration that are supporting the Special Activities Division of the CIA, stop the drug cartels that are bringing in illegal drugs, including fentanyl, from China. I'm sure the Chinese government will collaborate with us in getting rid of their own illegal drug trade. Okay, so the fact is that Trump is trying to do things, and they're tying him up, and I mean, the man must be made of bulletproof material. He must be there under his...
He is the true Teflon Don.
It's amazing to me how the Trump hasn't had a serious health problem. I think it's his personality. He is not an egomaniac, even though he does stuff. And he actually can make fun of himself. In fact, the best stand-up comedian about Trump is... drum roll, please, Mr. Trump. He actually is the best comedian about himself out there. The comedians can't measure up to what Trump can do about himself.
Yeah, I was watching another comedian recently, and he said that Trump is as real as it gets, which is what makes comedy about him so good, because he is real and he's authentic. He's not a faker. So it was pretty interesting. But can you believe that they might give this Occasional Cortex an assignment? They might give her a seat on one of these committees. They ought to put her on the committee of studying amoebas or something. Because that's about how intelligent she is.
Well, you got to understand what she is. She's a product of her so-called universities. I call it maggot university. You heard my analogy before a few weeks ago. What happens is the professors defecate intellectually. And if the masters and the bachelors and the PhD students, their intellectual defecation looks, tastes, and smells like the professor, they pass. So in other words, and that's why we're not talking about independent thought. We're talking about reproductive maggot universities making sure that you defecate intellectually the same crap that your professors tell you, which is, you know, the only reason why things aren't better is because we, the intellectually superior, are in control, just like this crazy representative from Hawaii who makes a statement that we're just intellectually superior, so you should just listen to us. Oh, really?
Yeah,
you came from another planet or dimension, and from your dimension, you're so superior, we're like bugs. We should just let you rule, right?
Yeah, I think that she's been hanging out in the sun too long out there in Hawaii. Crazy Maisie, we call her.
I'll tell you what I think she's suffered from. She's suffered from what's called Vog syndrome, which is too much Hawaiian sulfur dioxide to her brain.
Either that, or she probably ate one of those poisonous... blowfish that they like to snack on in Japan, and the poison went to her brain.
Yeah, I don't know. Or she just got into university, you know, in one of these universities that tells her that, you know, hey, you just have to prove to everybody else that you're so superior. They don't even need to defend you, your logic or evidence. They just need to follow your rules, just like a bunch of lemmings jumping over a cliff.
You know, thank goodness the political class doesn't believe in the Second Amendment, because when it comes down to it, They won't be armed if we do have some kind of revolution. It'll be that much easier.
Well, there's three boxes. There's the witness box, the voting box, and there's the cartridge box. And if the first two boxes aren't used, the third box is obviously operational. And it's not just going to be bullets. In the next few years, a non-lethal and lethal directed energy and scalar weapons to the public. In fact, I am putting together, and I have had for years actually up on my 10-plus list, several of the technologies, including the ball-bearing accelerator weapon and the linear accelerating tubes. I tried to build it. I have the pictures there and everything. No, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. That's what Dr. Deagle is. Right?
We need to send the military into Portland, Oregon, to be quite honest. I mean, Antifa has literally taken over that city. I mean, they're directing traffic. They're throwing rocks, cars passing by. The police.
Oh, yeah, and they have a lot of, because the climate's relatively benign.
We need to send the military in there, full gear, and take out that rat's nest of Antifa.
And a lot of the public are wandering around these little food kiosks and so on. And Antifa is telling, directing traffic and everything. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's insane.
Yeah, I know, well. Maybe we need to think of a new name for Antifa. Anti-brain.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Yeah, amazing stuff going on. I think Trump is going to build a wall. I don't think he's going to shut down the government, but I think he's going to go right up to the edge just before Christmas and say, no, I'm not the Grinch. And he's going to start building the wall, and you're going to start seeing it being built. I think you're also going to see Trump. I'm not sure if Bill Barr is going to stay as the AG, but obviously right now he's got a guy that was in George Bush, senior's AG for 1992-93.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard anything out of him. I don't know what's going on with that. I think it was a bad choice overall. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. That would be wonderful if I was. I'm usually not, but that would be good if I was. Look, I think that the Senate Judiciary Chairman, the new chairman, Lindsey Graham, who finally has found some testicular fortitude now that he's not underneath John McCain's shadow, he ought to subpoena Robert Mueller, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, Glenn Simpson, Andrew McCabe, Andrew Weissman, Loretta Lynch, I know I'm forgetting some. He ought to just subpoena about 30 or 40 of the main players in the deep state and bring them down and subpoena them to the Capitol. And then when they get there, padlock the door and have the sergeant of arms of the Senate, along with the Capitol Police, handcuff and zip tie every single one of them. And then I would have a mock trial in closed door. I wouldn't even do it for the public. And I would have President Trump set up a tribunal right there, sign an executive order, make one up. That's what the left does anyway, so we can do the same thing. And do a tribunal right there and convict them all within the same day.
Yeah, and by the way, I think the best place is for us to expand Guantanamo and send them to Guantanamo along with all the Muslim terrorists over there.
Yeah, or force them into North Korea type labor and have them build and construct the border wall in their suits. $3,000-$4,000 suits.
Oh, no, even better. I have a better idea. What we do
Would
is we have them build.
Hillary in a pantsuit?
No, I want to see them all building the wall in thongs.
Oh, God, I don't want to see that. Never mind.
It'll be X-ray. It'll be X-ray. No, you don't want to see it. You want to hear the audio of them screaming because it hurts.
No. I want to see Hillary Clinton in a pantsuit, an orange pantsuit, with a shovel in her hand, twitching in sunshine while she's digging to make the wall.
The reason why those things are probably not going to happen is she's the highest level female warlock in the Western world. Right. People have to understand. People say, "Oh, that kind of evil doesn't exist." I say, "You know what? Well, you're a victim of it because you don't even believe it exists." Why do you think she's not in prison right now?
Right.
There's so many corrupt people around, and she's got the goods. I'll give you an example. I guarantee Hillary and Bill have got the goods on so many people in the administration and different governments over multiple governments.
Oh yeah.
That if she went down, you'd see generations, thousands go down. It wouldn't just be dozens; it would be thousands.
Right. Well, look, I will say this, and I did a video on this week. I predicted that the Clinton Foundation will cease to exist within 18 months, and the Clinton dynasty is over, and I'll explain why.
You're talking about including her daughter, right?
I'm not talking about the daughter right now. I'm talking about Bill and Hillary Clinton. There are four simultaneous investigations going on right now. One of them is the Arkansas FBI is closing in on her. You've got the MTA Analytics, which is the biggest one, by the way.
Right.
Then you also have, what was the other two? There's another one on the Clinton Foundation and Pay for Play. And, of course, Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton. So you've got a bunch of people going after her. Now, the one that's going to take her down, it might not be Uranium One. It might not be Fusion GPS. It might not be Emailgate. What it's going to be is two things. Number one, those whistleblowers, Doyle and Monahan, have already testified that the Clintons have over $400 million to $2.5 billion in unfunded tax liabilities, unpaid tax liabilities.
Whoa.
Now, here's the thing. These guys, Doyle and Moynihan, they're going to get 15 to 20%. Of whatever it is that they can collect, okay? That's what this company does. So I tell you this, they're going to make at least $80 million on the Clintons. So they've got over 80 million reasons to continue their investigation. They will get to the bottom of it, and they will bankrupt. Let me say this again. They will bankrupt the Clintons. Bill Clinton, who commingled personal and professional businesses and all their transactions on purpose. That screwed everything up with all of their paperwork. This is more of a tax situation than criminal.
Do you know why I think that's going to be especially dangerous? And there's another side to it. It turns out Bill Clinton was the author of not only 9/11, which is an inside job, but also was the one who set up the Patriot Act, which took 5 years to write with a battalion of attorneys. And he was the guy who set up all the specific actions after 9/11 to not only cover it up, but set up what's called the Directive 51 that George Bush Jr. passed during his presidency in 2007. So when Barack Obama and the financial collapse in 2008, the SAD, the Special Activities Division, literally took over a lot of the operations of the Pentagon, the government, etc. So we have in a sense, a flaccid Barack Obama and Trump. In many areas, they don't have the power they used to have because of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton has still got his fingers on a lot of the trigger fingers, including setting up the original contracts with the Joint Strike Fighter, the F-35, which is a stealth nuclear bomber. Almost 2,600 of these buggers, they're in for refurbishing under Trump. And Bill Clinton is the one who was threatening the hell out of the Russians, which is no wonder they're moving long-range bombers 2 weeks ago to Central America to Venezuela. No wonder they want to put a long-range, Russian submarines in our coast. People don't understand what's going on here. Is we're threatening the hell out of a group of people that are we call red hairs, Soviet or Russian Vikings that don't have a backbone. They're part Soviet Viking as well as steppe people. These are the toughest people on the earth, man. You do not threaten them unless you want to die. And,
Here's the thing. I believe the Clinton Foundation, I agree. I think, unfortunately, because of our two-tier justice system, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are never going to see the inside of a jail cell. And I know a lot of people listening to that are probably saying, damn, you know, with all these indictments, these sealed indictments, they're going down, this and that. Well, we'll see it. We'll see if that's actually the case. I don't believe it. So here's what I do believe. I do believe that financially the Clintons are done.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be in poverty. They're going to be scrambling for their next meal.
You've got to understand, what these whistleblowers have uncovered, 95 pieces of forensic evidence that they are holding right now against the Clintons, we now know that they have been in violation of their 501c3 status. They are not a charitable organization. They are a family business, so they're in violation of that. And they lied to their donors. Okay? They lied to their donors and told the donors that the money was going into certain, funds.
Humanitarian projects, right?
And they didn't do that. So the bottom line is, MDA Analytics, Tom Fitton, and Judicial Watch, combine those two, and you're going to see the end of the Clintons. Financially, I don't mean jail time. I don't mean they're going to be locked up, because I doubt they ever will be. But financially, the Clintons are over, because MDA Analytics has over 80 million reasons to continue to investigate.
Well, let me give you some medical issues. Firstly, Bill Clinton is sitting with multiple vessel cardiac and vascular disease. He's probably not going to be around in a few years. Hillary Clinton is an end-stage Parkinson's disease, and she's having these choking spells because that's what happens when you get to the end stage of it. And whoever her doctors are, they're idiots. These doctors aren't taking care of her properly. As a result, she's going to die soon. So this idea she's going to run again or be a king or queen maker, no, not going to happen. She's going to die. Her soul will be harvested by the dark side of the devil and his minions. Unfortunately, because I pray for the woman, because she is a victim of an evil family that cursed her as a little girl and made her indwelt by a transdimensional demonic entity. Same way as many of these people in high-level masonry, they give their soul over to the dark side, and it's too damn late. They don't realize what they've done. Okay? They're still our brothers and sisters, captured and convicted by their own stupid actions, and then they want to victimize us, the rest of us, while they're indwelt by these avataring entities. That's what's going on here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Seal. We have breaking news from the News Ninja. Josh Bernstein, News Ninja. Go ahead.
Emails reveal Obama administration's push to create Russia scandal hours before Trump's inauguration. Newly released emails show the Obama administration scrambling to create the Russia scandal within 24 hours of President Donald Trump taking the oath of office in January 2017. The desperation of the Obama administration is evident in the emails in which the Obama team tries to involve Democratic Senators Warner and Ben Cardin and Republican Senator Bob Corker in the plot. Close observers know that the Operation Crossfire Hurricane strategy surfaced during the 2016 presidential election and continued well into Trump's presidency, with General Michael Flynn getting snared in a Peter Stroke, Sally Yates ambush play in the early days of the Trump White House. Now, Team Obama's documented effort to cook up the Russia story before Trump's inauguration emboldens a narrative already proved by text messages presented below involving Obama official James Clapper. The Obama people actually thought they could stop Trump from getting sworn in. Judicial Watch, which obtained the emails in a Freedom of Information Act case, reports in a Thursday, January 5, 2017 email chain, then State Department Congressional Advisor Hira Abbasi indicates that then Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland's bureau was attempting to get Russian investigation-related documents to the office of Senators Mark Warner official as quickly as possible. In June 2016, Nuland permitted a meeting between Steele and the FBI's legal attaché in Rome. Nuland told CBS News that the State Department knew about the Steele dossier by July of 2016.
Well, Nuland was involved also with Poroshenko in Kiev, the chocolate, the prostitution, and the drug king who was bombing five Christmases ago the Donbass kids in eastern Ukraine. People don't even know how the connections are. State Department Nuland involved with more freaking evil. Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
But it goes all the way to the top to the, I call Barack Obaminator. By the way, it's interesting that the title that they talk about, the fallen one, and I saw lightning fall from heaven. The name Barack Obama means lightning, and Obama, right,
mm-hmm.
means heaven. Do you know that in Kenyan? So Barack Obama means lightning falling from heaven. That's his actual name.
Wow.
Damn it, you know, it's like, if I put a candidate up who I thought was most likely to be the leader of the world and drive us right into hell, it wasn't Donald Trump. It's still this monster, Barack Obama.
Wow.
He's not finished. This bastard's not finished, is he?
He's still trying. I mean, look.
I think he's going to be the next head of the United Nations. That's my guess.
He better not.
Right.
He better not. But, I mean, I could see them doing something.
Especially if it's emboldened with now tax power under e-commerce and environment, because once you can tax on e-commerce over environmental issues, the Union will take over the militaries of every country on Earth. They'll absorb them. They'll take over the environmental control of taxes and enforcement. And they'll have e-troops that are UN troops everywhere trying to enforce these regulations on every continent. They'll cross national borders because they'll have a treaty that'll overcome even national blockages to these monsters doing what they want to. And I guarantee you that Donald Trump, it will try to stop it, but his term ends in 2025. The fat years end then when Trump leaves. I think he's going to get reelected. But don't think Barack Obama, who's still young enough, is gone. That monster is still breathing fire, isn't he?
He is, and, you know, he's working right outside the White House.
Well, he's only 3 miles away with Valerie Jarrett. And yep. This Jarrett bitch, she's unreal. If you actually see her background, whoa, she's got an advising company that has done so many evil things and advising and so on and is worth billions of dollars. This is not an average person. And she's from one of these Big Ten universities, or actually from the University of Chicago and elsewhere. She's one of the deepest state minions of hell on Earth.
Not only that, she's also an Iranian spy. She's
right.
Also a part of the mullahs and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. She has ties to them. Her father was very close with the Ayatollah. So, yeah, there's no question about it. Why do you think that the Iranian deal was so one-sided against Israel in the case of a preemptive strike in order to stop their facilities? The Iranian nuclear facilities. The U.S. Army, in that agreement, thank God it's no longer in play, was supposed to prop up the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and the Iranian military over the Israeli military.
I don't understand why we tolerate Bashar. I think the Israelis have every right to actually disable that plant, but they don't want to hit it directly when it's got live fusible material, nuclear material in it. But why is it still existing? Because they put it on the side in Hebrew, how they want to end the state of Israel by nuking them. Let me tell you, you try to take out the Jews in Israel, you're going to face not only nuclear weapons in every capital building on Earth, but also Israel has the most advanced space-based weapons on the planet. I know that, even more than America, because they do a lot of our inventing and research. You try to take out Israel, and you'll die in the hills of Israel, as it says in the Bible in Ezekiel 37:38. I can guarantee you, if Russia and Iran think they're going to take out Israel, they'll die trying, won't they?
Look, the whole thing would be a disaster of a war. I mean, you know...
Oh, yeah, many of the Jews will die in Israel, but also their enemies will die.
Mass mutual destruction is basically what kept the United States and Russia from not killing each other. Because, you know, you bomb me, I bomb you, everybody dies. But what's different about that now is that these people want to die for their cause. They want to die.
Oh, yeah, the Muslims don't have any common sense.
So how do you fight against an enemy that is willing to die, and is your desire to live stronger than their desire to die for their God? That's a dangerous position.
Well, when I found about Muslims, they don't mind the younger Muslims dying for it, but the top guys, they're high-level Masons and high-level mullahs. They don't want to die. They just want to convince the young, stupid Muslims to die doing stupid things. Terrorism and Hezbollah that they support. For example, a lot of the money we're giving the Iranians is sliding right over to Lebanon, to Hezbollah, to be right in the back doorstep of Israel. That's why this lobbed 300 missiles in just a few weeks ago to Israel and had to go into bomb shelters. I mean, I have Israeli friends, and everybody's going to bomb shelters so they won't be blown to bits by these crazy Hezbollah missiles. And we tolerate it? Why do we tolerate it? Why don't we go in there and clean out the rat's nest in southern Lebanon? Why don't we do it? Why doesn't Trump do it? He's talking about going after Syria. Look, and Bashar al-Assad is an eye doctor with a British wife. He's not going to do stupid stuff, especially when they're almost win. What's really dangerous is Hezbollah in southern Lebanon firing missiles right into Israeli territory and kibbutzim. So people don't understand that Trump needs to do some more Trumpian things, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of things that he can do. But I think, you know, when you look at everything that he's been able to already accomplish, I mean, he's pretty much tamed North Korea. He got us out of the Iran deal. He got us out of the Paris Accord. That was smart because they're now screaming Trump was right in France as they're trashing the government and trashing Macron. So, look, I think he's done a lot of things right. It's unfortunate that he doesn't get credit for it.
You know, Macron has proved that he's just as smart or stupid as Pelosi, because he thinks he can stop the protest by preventing that yellow-colored jacket. He actually said, no, we're not going to allow sales for those yellow jackets anymore. I'm thinking,
oh, my God.
You're a blithering moron. Now, listen, blither me this, you know. Remember how they'd say, riddle me this. Riddle me this. How about blither me this?
Blither me this.
Honest to gosh, man. I mean, he takes stupidity to a level where some people are brainiacs with a minus 5,000 IQ. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, right? It's pretty crazy.
So I don't know where to go next. My feeling is Trump's going to, by the spring, get the wall building. He's going to stabilize the situation in the Middle East. He's going to put these Iranians and the Russians on notice that are actually Russians moving long-range bombers into Venezuela. Oh, my God. And it's obvious. I mean, they're not even hiding it. They used to hide the stuff that they got nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River, which I was a whistleblower on over the last year and a half. The fact is, Russia is paranoid as hell because the business maniacs in our country don't want to have a deal with Russia. They don't want to modernize their economy. One of the poorest places on earth is Russia. That's why they're selling their young women to marry some Westerner, because their economy, their most expensive city on earth to live, is Moscow. Because it's a frigging mess. And we did it to them, and they're mad. And they're dangerous, and we're not treating them properly, and working out a deal, and as a result, they're in our back doorstep now, ready to nuke the hell out of us, and we don't have missile defense. How bad is that,
and
how stupid?
There's going to be a ton of new investigations, but they're not going to be from Democrats.
Yeah. I think you're going to see Trump and his team and Graham and everybody, they're going to go wild with investigations. They want to know, you know, they should say to Pelosi, blither me this, Nancy. Instead of riddle me, blither me this. Pretty funny, eh?
Good stuff.
Well, if we make you laugh, maybe we'll make you think, too. How's that? If you think, maybe it'll hurt, but it'll make you feel better after. How's that?
Yeah, and Kyle, Merry Christmas.
Would you like to get back that full head?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.